Saddam Hussein will make a statement in 2 hours to the families of trapped foreigners in Iraq and Kuwait. The message may be read by the same spokesman who's been issuing all the statements in Saddam's name. No further word what the communique will contain. Baghdad has issued another order to Westerners to report to 3 hotels in Kuwait City. Britain, which is telling its citizens to ignore the order unless officials come after them, says it's been told the foreigners will be transferred to so-called key installations in Kuwait and Iraq. The BBC World Service says 40 Britons and 5 Americans already have been taken away.
The Foreign and Commonwealth Office has received reports from the British embassies in Kuwait and Baghdad that the Iraqi authorities have begun to move some groups of foreign citizens to sites of strategic importance.
The State Department hasn't had anything to say about Iraq's latest attempt to round up Westerners. We've already heard from witnesses of the plunder of Kuwait City. Now Iraq is making it official, announcing it's seizing the assets of Kuwait and the exiled royal family. More on the Gulf crisis after this.
Hello, I'm 72 years old and I receive Social Security.
Everybody knows that Social Security is there when you retire, but there's more to it than that.
I'm 41, and I get Social Security, too.
It also pays benefits if a serious illness or injury puts you out of work, and it doesn't stop there.
I'll be 16 next month. I've been getting Social Security since I was 3.
Social Security also pays benefits to your surviving family members if your life is somehow cut short. And now you can find out what your Social Security benefits might be with a personal earnings and benefit estimate statement. Write to Social Security, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009 for the form you need to get your own free personal earnings and benefit estimate statement. That's Social Security, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
Social Security.
It's not just for retirement. It's for life.
This has been a public service message from this station and the Advertising Council.
Defense Secretary Dick Cheney is in Saudi Arabia to review the troops and boost morale. ABC's Mike Von Fremd is spending his Sunday in the desert.
Secretary Cheney gave a pep talk to the U.S. troops here in Saudi Arabia, praising their readiness and the massive buildup. He watched his members from the 82nd Airborne worked on 4 tanks that had just been unloaded from a C-5A cargo plane. In the blazing sun, Cheney asked one of the servicemen to pass him his water bottle, and a very hot and thirsty defense secretary took a long drink. After reviewing all the activity, Cheney told reporters that the United States now has a considerable force at the ready, and that if Saddam Hussein should be foolish enough to launch an attack, he would suffer dearly. Mike Von Fremd, ABC News, with U.S. forces in Saudi Arabia.
President Bush is interrupting his vacation again to have dinner at the White House with national security advisors tonight. The wife of one American prisoner held in Iraq is criticizing the president for playing golf while her husband copes with who knows what. Margie Walterscheid of Jacksboro, Texas, says her husband's not on vacation. Her husband's not having recreation time. After playing around yesterday, Mr. Bush signed a nearly $900 million AIDS emergency bill in honor of the late AIDS patient, Ryan White. More rain is forecast today in Tomah, Wisconsin, where the worst of the worry is over now that officials have opened the floodgates of the threatened Lake Tomah Dam, relieving the strain on the structure. Let's get the damage and injury report from Fire Chief Tom Flock.
Had no reports of injuries, no serious injuries at this point. We haven't lost anybody, so we feel pretty good about that. Again, there's going to be many dollars worth of loss as far as water damage, but...
We understand the dam should hold even if Tomah, Wisconsin gets another downpour. Israel says its forces have shot 2 Jordanian soldiers who crossed into the occupied West Bank and opened fire. One of the Jordanians was killed. The hardest working mother in Japan has to be Hisako Misu. The 44-year-old has given birth to her 18th baby, her 10th boy. The Japanese woman got started on her really big family at age 19. This is ABC News. Another death in boxing. Australian light heavyweight Patrick Stone has died from a blood clot in the brain 24 hours after he won a 10-round bout in Brisbane. At the end of the match, 24-year-old Stone collapsed and was rushed to the hospital. Speaking of sports, it was 39 years ago today that St. Louis Browns owner Bill Beck sent a 3-foot-7 midget in as a pinch hitter against Detroit. Eddie Gaedel drew a walk and was pulled for a pinch runner. And the little guy was later barred from any further action in Major League Baseball. For the ABC Information Network, I'm John Belmont.